On Monday, the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews floated the possibility of extending Year 12 into next year as a result of the coronavirus's effects on schooling. The potential extension has raised many questions about how the virus may affect ATAR results and admissions processes for prospective students. To find out more, Ryan Stanton asked Kim Paino, General Manager of Marketing and Engagement at the University Admissions Centre, about where the situation currently stands.
The current situation is that in New South Wales, we are very committed to maintaining as much of a normal situation this year as ever. Obviously, it's very different in lots of ways, but in terms of completing Year 12, sitting their HSC, getting an HSC, getting an ATAR, going into uni, all of us in the background, and that's UAC and NESA and the universities, remain committed to keeping that in place as much as we are able.
There's been changes to some assessments for these Year 11, 12 subjects, even as exams are meant to go ahead as normal. How will this affect the HSC, ATAR marks and admissions process?
If we're proceeding on the assumption that exams are going to still take place, then a lot of what we do will remain relatively unchanged.
The Victorian Premier has floated the possibility of extending Year 12 into next year, and others have called for a sort of blanket bump to ATARs or the abolishment of it altogether as a solution. How is the UAC and universities dealing with the effect this may have on admissions?
Yeah, look, there's so many options, aren't there? But what we're trying to do is minimise the disruption as much as possible. Some of these suggestions I think are really troubling for students. It's pretty unhelpful because they've been on a track for some time now, let's face it, to finish this year and to sort of then start thinking about, gosh, do we still have to keep going next year? I feel like these are worst case scenarios. Having said that, for university admission, we've got a bit of wriggle room, I suppose. If exams in New South Wales delayed a bit, then we can still cope and still have students getting off to uni and enrolling to start uni end of February next year.
In terms of the worst case scenarios, I'm wondering, does this affect all students equally?
So there's no point giving just a general, we'll give every student a COVID-19 adjustment this year because they've all suffered, because from a university entry point of view, it's a ranking. So if you're giving everyone an adjustment, it makes no difference. You may as well give nothing because, just inflating everyone equally is not going to necessarily help anyone. What you need to do is identify where there might have been particular pockets of extreme disadvantage or extra disadvantage. So I'm thinking immediately of students who haven't got the technology at home to do remote learning or their school hasn't had the resources to really get it up and running quickly. I know, just talking to people, some schools are straight onto it and they're doing lessons and have been for the last week or so pretty successfully, and others less so because there's resource issues and technology issues. So how can we look at that picture and make sure that we're compensating those students who've suffered particularly through this?
Should we expect to see a blanket solution to this problem, or will there be variation in the ways that this is solved at a state, school, or university level?
Look, we do have a state-based system, and it is there now, and we already have had many years of coping with states doing things their own way, but also having some national consistency. And that's where we've got something like the ATAR, which is portable across states, even though each state is responsible for calculating it. And not only that, each state does it a little bit differently. So I think some things will have local differences, I guess, and we've already seen different statements coming out of other states around what they might or might not be doing for Year 12s this year. I think broadly it would be fantastic if we got agreement on some key principles Whether that's attainable, I don't really know. We hope that that will be, because you want things to be equitable for as many students as humanly possible.
Kim Paino, General Manager of Marketing and Engagement at the University Admissions Centre, speaking with Ryan Stanton.